All right, so today we're diving into some pretty groundbreaking stuff. The EU's AI Act.
Really fascinating stuff.
You've sent over some really interesting excerpts about this world-first comprehensive AI law, and we're here to unpack it together,
Absolutely.
figure out what it really means for everyone, not just those living in Europe, right?
Right, yeah, the implications could ripple out globally.
Exactly, exactly. So, from what you've shared, looks like we're covering some serious ground here, banning certain types of AI outright, this whole tiered system of risk, and even potential fines that are, well, eye-watering, to say the least.
Definitely eye-watering.
Yeah. Some serious stuff.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to dive into this.
Yeah, me too.
What I find particularly interesting is that the EU is being proactive here.
Yeah,
They're
absolutely.
not waiting for problems to crop up.
Right.
They're setting the standard.
They are, yeah, and almost like a blueprint for how AI should be developed and used ethically, not just in Europe, but potentially worldwide.
I think that's a key point, yeah. It's a
Yeah.
potential global standard.
Okay, so let's get into it. It's July 2024. The EU rolls out this AI Act. Tell me more about the core of what it's trying to achieve.
Yeah, so the main idea is to make sure AI development and use prioritizes safety,
Okay.
fundamental rights,
Yeah.
and steers clear of those dystopian scenarios we see in sci-fi.
Right,
You
right.
know, the kind of things that,
Yeah, the robot overlords.
yeah, exactly, the robot overlords taking over. And the EU is serious about enforcement.
Okay.
They've set up a dedicated AI office.
Wow.
And the penalties for violations, let's just say they're not messing around.
Okay, now you've really piqued my curiosity about these penalties. What are we talking about here?
Okay, so for companies using banned AI systems, the fines can go up to 35 million euros or a hefty 7% of their global annual revenue, whichever is higher.
Okay, so
That's a pretty strong message.
it's not insignificant.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And get this, the law applies even if you're not based in the EU,
Really?
as long as your AI is being used there.
So it has like an extraterritorial reach.
It does, yeah, it's a real game changer.
Wow. That really shows how seriously the EU is taking this. So let's unpack these risk categories a little bit. You mentioned unacceptable risk. What kind of AI falls under that?
So this category covers AI systems that are considered just fundamentally harmful.
Okay.
So they are banned outright.
Got it.
We're talking about AI designed to manipulate people without their knowledge, exploit vulnerabilities in groups like children or people with disabilities,
Right.
or even those deep fake technologies
Oh, yeah.
that create incredibly realistic but fabricated media.
So no more AI designed to kind of nudge us into decisions we wouldn't normally make,
That's the idea, yeah.
or to prey on those who might be more susceptible.
Exactly. The EU is clearly emphasizing the importance of human autonomy and dignity.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And think about the implications for areas like advertising, social media, even political campaigns.
Right.
It could drastically change the online landscape as we know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so unacceptable risk is a hard no.
Hard no.
What about the next level, high risk AI?
Okay.
What makes these systems different?
So high risk encompasses a wide range of AI applications that are powerful, but also potentially risky.
Yeah.
Think about AI used in healthcare for diagnosis, in transportation with self-driving cars,
Right.
or even in recruitment for making hiring decisions.
Yeah, I could see that.
These systems have the potential to do a lot of good,
Right.
but also carry significant risks if things go wrong.
Yeah, makes sense. So how does the EU plan to make sure these high-risk systems are used responsibly? Seems like oversight would be crucial.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Oversight is key here. It seems like a lot is riding on these AI systems making the right calls.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For high-risk AI, the EU is mandating this whole system of strict oversight.
Okay.
So before these systems can even be used, they
Oh.
have to undergo rigorous risk assessment, meet high standards for data quality and bias checks.
So it's not just a case of set it and forget it.
Not at all.
Okay.
The AI Act also emphasizes human oversight,
Yeah.
especially in critical
It
areas.
makes sense.
For instance, imagine a self-driving car
Right.
encounters a situation it hasn't been trained for. Having a human in the loop
Right.
could be the difference between
Yeah.
a smooth course correction
Right.
and a potential disaster.
Yeah. That makes you think about all those news stories where people blame algorithms for things going wrong.
Yeah.
It sounds like the EU is trying to ensure accountability rests where it should.
Exactly, this focus on transparency and human oversight. It's a major shift in how we think about AI's role in society.
It really does feel like we're at a turning point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the unacceptable risk AI, which is banned, mm-hmm. the high risk AI, which is heavily regulated.
Right.
What about limited risk AI?
Okay.
Where does that fit in?
So limited risk AI systems might not pose the same level of risk
right.
as the previous categories,
mm-hmm.
but transparency is still a key concern.
Okay.
Think about things like chatbots
okay.
or those filters that can make you look 10 years younger in an instant.
It's funny you mention those filters because I've often wondered if I'm interacting with a real person or a bot online.
That's precisely the point.
Yeah.
The EU wants to ensure that people are aware when they're interacting with AI.
Okay.
It's all about informed consent, really.
Yeah.
You have the right to know when AI is being used to shape your online experience,
mm-hmm.
influence your decisions,
right.
or create the content you consume.
Yeah, I can see how that would be important.
Yeah.
It's like knowing the ingredients in your food.
Exactly.
You want to be informed about what you're consuming, whether it's a product information or even an online interaction.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've got unacceptable risk off the table,
mm-hmm.
high risk under strict watch,
yep.
and limited risk requiring transparency.
Right.
That leaves us with minimal risk AI.
Okay.
I'm guessing that's the category with the least regulation.
Minimal risk covers those AI systems that pose little to no threat to people's rights or safety.
Okay.
You know, your trusty spam filter, simple video games, those everyday AI tools
uh-huh.
that make life a little easier,
mm-hmm.
these all fall into this category.
So all those helpful little AI tools are still in the clear?
For now, yes.
Okay.
But it's important to remember that technology evolves at an incredible pace.
Right.
What we consider minimal risk today could be a different story in the future.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why this law is just the beginning of a much larger conversation
mm-hmm.
about how we manage AI as it becomes more sophisticated.
That's a really good point. It's like we're navigating uncharted waters here.
Yeah.
And we need to be adaptable and ready to adjust course as the landscape changes.
Absolutely.
Makes you wonder what other applications of AI might emerge that we haven't even thought of yet.
Right. It's really hard to predict where things are going to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what makes this AI Act so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a static set of rules, but a framework
yeah.
that acknowledges the need for constant evolution and adaptation.
It sounds like the EU is trying to strike a balance,
yeah.
encouraging innovation while putting safeguards in place. Mm. But what about the impact beyond Europe?
Okay.
Do you think this act will have ripple effects globally?
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah.
The EU is a major player on the world stage.
Yeah.
And their stance on AI regulation is bound to influence other nations.
Right.
We're already seeing increased interest in AI ethics and governance worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised if other countries follow suit with similar regulations.
It's like a domino effect. Yeah.
The EU makes a move.
Uh-huh.
And it sets a precedent for the rest of the world.
It does.
That's pretty exciting and a little bit daunting at the same time.
It is both, yeah.
Yeah.
It's exciting because it signals a global shift towards a more responsible and ethical approach to AI.
Right.
But it's also daunting because we're still figuring things out.
Mm-hmm.
There are many unanswered questions and challenges ahead.
You know, as we're talking about this, it strikes me that the AI Act is more than just a set of rules and regulations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a reflection of our values, mm-hmm. our hopes,
mm-hmm.
and our concerns about the future we're creating with AI.
It is. It's a statement.
Yeah.
What kind of world we want to live in.
Exactly. It's like we're trying to write the rules for a game that's constantly changing.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to have these conversations, to explore the ethical considerations,
right.
and to ensure that AI development aligns with our human values.
Mm. The EU's AI Act is a significant step in that direction.
Okay.
But it's just the beginning.
So if we zoom out a bit, what does all this mean for our listener?
Okay.
What's the key takeaway they should walk away with today?
I think the most important message is this. The future of AI isn't something that just happens to us.
Okay.
We all have a role to play in shaping it.
Yeah.
Whether we're tech experts, policymakers, or just everyday people using AI in our daily lives.
It sounds like you're saying awareness is key.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The more you understand about AI's potential benefits and risks,
right.
the better equipped you'll be to navigate this evolving landscape and make informed decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's about asking questions, demanding transparency.
Yeah.
And holding those developing and deploying AI systems accountable.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It has.
We've explored the different risk categories,
mm-hmm.
the potential impact on society, and the global implications of the EU's AI Act.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation.
But as we wrap up, I'm left with this thought. What's next?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
What we do know is that AI will continue to evolve at an incredible pace.
Mm-hmm.
New applications will emerge. New challenges will arise.
Yay.
And we'll need to constantly adapt our approach to regulation and governance.
It sounds like you're saying we need to stay curious and engaged.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This deep dive into the EU's AI Act is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
There's so much more to explore and understand.
Right.
The future of AI is a story that's still being written.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have the opportunity to contribute to its narrative.
So for our listener out there, what would you say is the most important thing they can do to stay ahead of the curve?
Stay informed, stay curious, and keep asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
The more you learn about AI, the more empowered you'll be to navigate this complex and rapidly changing world.
What a great note to end on.
It has been a pleasure.
To our listener, we hope this deep dive has given you a solid understanding of the EU's AI Act and its potential impact.
Yeah.
Remember, knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
And in the world of AI, that's more important than ever.
For sure.
To all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you on our next adventure into the world of knowledge and discovery.
Sounds good.